Is this on Patreon?
Three.
No.
We're going to go eat soon.
Guys, go to hardafseltzer.com. Get some 8% seltzer shipped right to your house. We got the peach. We got the watermelon. We got the pina colada and the blue raspberry. We are currently live in over 300 stores in Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, the Outer Banks in North Carolina. And if you're heading out to the Major League ballparks this summer, make sure to check us out in the Miami Marlins Stadium, as well as Tropicana Field, home to the Tampa Bay Rays, as well as the Tampa Bay Rowdies. We are live inside all three stadiums. So if you're down in Florida this year, check us out. Go to hardafseltzer.com today and check your store locator or order them right to your house.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids, but also, is it time for pie?
You guys are in our house now.
Yeah, dude. What is this? You've got piss in a jar here. Yeah.
You guys had this.
That's our piss?
This is somebody here's piss. I opened your fridge looking for, you know.
Take a sip.
Hardest buck, and there was piss. So.
Take a sip of it. Let's see. What do we got?
There is something about putting cinnamon sticks in piss.
Yeah.
That's really common in
really
Texas.
Kicks it
well,
up.
It takes the scent away, and I understand that. How is that piss?
Ooh.
Oh, my God, man.
Is that yummy?
Is that good piss?
Yeah. Is that yummy?
You know, that's like 2 years
this
old.
This is your piss, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I can tell.
I told you.
This is good.
I told you.
This is good piss.
It's not bad, yeah.
Very fruity. Yeah, very fruity.
I mean, as piss goes, it's not
no,
bad.
Okay. Good. I'm going to...
Anybody need some piss?
You sit out on Dan's
Jared,
piss.
Jared, do you need to taste?
Yeah, I want to taste this. This is Dan's piss. I mean, I've had plenty of Dan's piss in my mouth, you know, here or there.
For what reason? Who was?
I have advanced medical training.
He's healthy.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He's really healthy.
So you know how people will get shit from other people and put it inside them to improve their gut health and stuff?
Yeah.
So I piss at people's mouths.
You have to. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a jellyfish sting.
Listen, I got a bone to pick with this chat right here. Knock the fricks off right now. I'm done with it.
No more fricks.
No more fricks in the chat. Let's go.
Calm down, Bo Bandy.
Actually, if we could just get as many fricks as possible, that's what I'd love.
Ooh, that's good piss.
Yeah.
And you can see there's sediment in the bottom too.
Yeah, that means it was aging piss. Yeah.
Sure is. And I think everybody's gonna be fine here.
Oh.
Do you guys ever eat pie on the show? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
Yep.
Favorite pie? Go.
Oh, my favorite?
Yes.
Well, it depends. What day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'd go apple.
You go apple on a Tuesday. What do you do on a Saturday?
Blackberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's more of a cobbler, though, isn't it?
What's a cobbler versus a pie?
Is it a cobbler or a pie?
That's a good question. What is it?
Another day?
Cobbler is a little sloppier.
Yeah.
Bean pie.
Cobbler is just like all of the stuff just poured in and then just like breading on top.
Okay.
Baked bean pie.
Now, American Pie, the movie, they obviously had sex with one. Mm-hmm, have you guys watched any videos? And has this become a fetish, Bob? Can you pull it up on Pornhub? Is there any pie fucking that goes on, and is this something that people still get off?
I don't know anymore. It's kind of expensive.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much is an average pie when you go to HEB?
I make my own.
I know you do.
Yeah, $8.99.
That's not bad for a pie at HEB.
That seems like a lot.
I really only recommend it for if you're learning to fuck.
Okay.
Learning to pie. Yeah.
Baby's first fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
This is why Toys R Us run out of business.
Yeah. Sure is.
Because they wouldn't sell these products.
They wouldn't.
No, they're like, hey, we can't do this.
You tried.
I don't know why we need to see that, Bob.
Yeah. Well, hang on.
Pornhub just has a bizarre definition of pie.
Damn, what is this?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Okay, this
it's
isn't
just
on
getting horrible.
This
now.
Isn't on YouTube.
Oh,
right?
Is that Mentos?
The Fresh Maker.
No.
Damn it, dude.
Please put Coke.
Oh.
Please put Coke.
Oh,
it's the love of God.
Oh, no.
It's the fresh maker.
This please. What happens when you put Mentos inside a vagina like this?
Do, 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 do. Ooh, ah.
God, why does he got to push so hard?
He's putting this it is making way me uncomfortable. In there.
Well, you've got to build up pressure so she can fire him out.
I don't like the use of this medical piece of steel. Either.
Yeah, why couldn't he have just put him in there?
This
yeah.
is the best Pez dispenser I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. No. What's he doing? Oh, he's going more.
Is he going the whole roll?
Well, yeah, you're not going to stop now.
Damn it.
This vagina is not going to be late for its job interview.
It sure isn't. Once you pop, you can't stop. Look at that, dude. They're getting in.
Yeah. I think that's late.
I can't tell if she's hot or not.
Oh, no.
Are they going to pan Pringles. Out eventually, Bob? He's got his dick out.
He's got so many.
I'm going to fuck these in you.
Please put
what
Coke.
Is this? They're in a hotel.
Yes! Oh, yes!
The Coca-Cola.
Yes!
Oh, is that shootout? How does that work?
He better cover
his eyes. He's going to fuck it now.
Oh, she's got a gun on
this,
her.
There are bolts in this.
This is no
good. Oh, God.
This seems dangerous. I don't know.
It does. And why is he hard throughout? Like, how do you maintain an erection? Done with that.
Wait, are you not?
No. Not even close, dude. And then you pan out to Keanu Reeves' vacations.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Could you put make the screen normal?
I don't need to see a shirtless Keanu in his late 50s. Yeah. I don't need to see that.
They just ruined that room. Yeah. Can you imagine? Damn. The maid went in that morning and, like, there's Coke stains everywhere, fucking Mentos on the floor.
Yeah.
You're like, what was going on in here?
How do you say what the fuck in Spanish?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fucko?
Que paso?
Que hijo?
Que paso fuck?
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't care.
All right, well, so, since you guys, you know, are now in,
time
in
for
little,
Pie World, yeah.
In our little world.
What are you guys doing?
Well, we're gonna pause right here, and you guys are in control.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Who we brought to us by today?
Who's
the commercial you guys brought?
Oh, yeah. Do we want to go to the commercial? This is our title.
It's your show. It's brought to you by you.
Yeah, this is the premiere of this commercial.
Que coño.
Yeah.
Que coño.
Okay,
yeah, we can go
that's
for
how
it.
I say what the
que
fuck.
Que coño.
According to Lauren.
All right, so let's play your sponsor here. What do you got on Time for Pie? Let's see it here.
This is their number one sponsor.
All right. Oh, that's lovely. Look at that.
Mmm, what's that smell?
It's cheese!
Hmm? Uh-oh.
Horse meat
brand cheese company.
Kids love it.
Horse meat
brand
cheese company.
It's cheese.
Now you can get that on the internet.
You can get it all over the place.
You can
black web, the dark web, the gray web.
And for the audio listeners, the kids asked for cheese, and then the horse said, okay, you want cheese? And then he fills up full of cheese, explodes, and then perfect squares shoot out all over the children's
bread. Yeah, it turns out that horse was Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't say.
Which explains the explosion.
Yeah.
But not the dairy that
no,
much.
No. Yeah. You can, a lot of people don't know, you can make the highest protein cheese comes from horse meat.
Yeah.
Mm. From horse meat. Yeah.
So, and it's all in.
And that's not, that's unpasteurized too.
Our
right?
horses, yeah. Like Caleb and I have raised a number of horses strictly on strawberry milkshakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to pump the strawberry milkshake
until they
into the
get
horse.
Used to it. Yeah, because they don't want it at first.
Where are you getting the straw? Were you making them, or are you getting them from
McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A?
No, McDonald's. Yeah. That's why the shake machine's always broke.
Yeah, it comes in drums.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just ordered in a drum.
We got a pony keg of strawberry milkshake.
You run a hose down their throat or up their nose, and you just pump the milkshake in.
I feel like we could fill your swimming pool with strawberry milkshake.
We could. Yeah, we could.
Maybe we just wait for it to
look
get cold.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Oh, that's
not a horse getting jerked off.
It is.
We can show that.
Being milked.
I'm sorry. That is a horse getting jacked off,
right?
No, it's not. This is a horse getting milked. There is such a thing as horse cheese.
We can show this. There's nothing on here.
I wish she was on both knees.
So Sandy's saying.
Does it bother anybody else? She's only on one knee.
Well, she's got to hold the bucket with her knee.
Fuck that.
I get it.
Get a bigger bucket, bitch.
Okay.
I know.
This isn't about you,
Sandy.
I
mean.
Sandy Schmidt in the chat is saying,
so she's reminding us, Caleb and I we have a lot of friends in Congress now.
Uh-huh.
Lots of Navy SEALs, lots of buddies. So we're...
Latrell is in there now?
Yeah, a bunch of them. We're trying to get a bill pushed forward that allows clam chowder as legal tender for one day a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that's great.
For all debts, private and public is what it'll say on it, because that's what it says on an actual dollar bill.
Yes. East Coast, that's great. There.
Oh, this is a cream pie, horse pie.
No, this is just some, this is horse cheese. It's vaginal discharge.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you guys.
Look, Bob goes to the source.
Oh,
he does. Bob goes to the source.
Is this not what you guys were talking about?
No, that's not.
Bob's a journalist.
You don't spread this out and then iron it a little bit and then cut the squares?
No.
Yeah, you could. If it's a hot day, you could on a hot day.
On a hot day,
yeah.
That's man.
But
oh,
it's easier if you get the horse. Well, first off, our horses don't make it through the Gravitron.
No.
So that's.
Do you know what a Gravitron is?
I sure do. Sure do.
You want to explain for the audience what a Gravitron is?
I took the kids on one. Yeah,
it's
at a carnival.
See, we
it spins and you get pinned to the side.
Yes, horses just won't stop getting in it, and it just shreds them to pieces. Yeah.
So there was a rumor, by the way, and this is a true story, that you were trying to buy a Gravitron for your house.
I found two.
Yeah.
And how much were they? And
One was $28,000. The other one was $42,000. The $42,000 one was in really good shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, but the problem was, the reason why I didn't pull the trigger on the purchase is because we couldn't find the brackets to get it on the roof.
Yeah.
Because you got to really anchor it down. Because once it gets spinning, it rocks.
It's heavy. Yeah, it's like a, what's that? What's the word?
Centrifugal force.
Yeah. And
the cheaper, we have to have it on the roof, otherwise the horses get in there and fucker themselves up.
The cheaper one already was covered in horse meat.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're not going to spend the money fucking... Unhorse meeting this thing.
It's just so we were, we've been looking. Like, and
plus,
it's not
it would draw
the
other horses to it if
they
had horse meat.
When horses smell other horse meat, they go nuts.
They can't. They produce fucking discharge.
Yeah, they sure do.
Over the smell of it.
But Sandy Schmidt is asking about horse Wi-Fi. So what is that?
Oh,
that's HorseNet.
Yeah, that's HorseNet.
Okay.
Let me tell you about Elon Musk, okay? He doesn't know shit.
He doesn't.
No. He doesn't know shit. Is Starlink even available here in the city he lives in?
Not
here. The answer is no, but you can get horse Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're never, like, a lot of people don't realize this, but you're never more than 100 yards from a horse.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in the world. You'd be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
I think that's true. Yeah. I think that's true. I believe that to be true. So where does the Wi-Fi come into play here?
So we spent a long time developing these machines that attach to a horse.
It's a lot like a washer and dryer, and you just nail it to the back of a horse.
Which mm-hmm. like where on the back?
On like the here's where the saddle sits right behind it. Like the ass.
I would have said a saddlebag, and you put a router in a saddlebag.
No, but you got a
router.
You need more power.
It uses a spinning function.
It's like an alternator.
And it's got a heavy weight in there. So there's like almost like imagine like a 35-pound dumbbell that's in there, and it's spinning on this thing, and that generates the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are drilling this into the horse?
Yeah, there's brackets. You hit it with a nail right into the horse.
Makes sense.
What kind of nail?
It's kind of like similar to like a nail you would use to like
for Christ?
It's got up barbs.
Nine-inch
nails. So like once it goes in, it can't come out because it's got these up barbs.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like a Christ nail. It's a crucifix type of thing.
Pretty much like a meaner version.
Yeah, it's like very terrifying.
A meaner version?
Yeah, a meaner version of
it. Yeah, because it's got those barbs.
Because Christ looked pretty pissed off.
Yeah, the whole thing definitely didn't feel good.
This spinning sensation with the weight, it's violent.
Yeah. Mm.
This thing shakes like hell.
Yeah,
like,
but it probably over time improves their core strength quite a bit.
It does, yeah.
So you're doing the horse a favor in the long run.
But it gets hot is the issue. The machine gets hot.
Yeah, sure. So you have to install these cooling
systems. The cooling system goes onto the front.
A lot of Freon.
That's mostly just a large fan. You nail that to the shoulders. And it just sits, right on their neck, right at the, like where the shoulders are, and it's just a fan that blows backwards.
Have you thought about maybe putting a heat sink between the horse and the Wi-Fi?
We're developing that now, we're kind of...
Well, I mean, right now we're getting about two to three, hours out of each horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Before
2 to 3 hours of Wi-Fi before the horse dies?
Yeah.
The horse expires.
Yeah, Well, the horse explodes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that's where you get the cheese, though, right? So that's a positive.
And then it works into the cheese, yeah. So, but we, the issue
farm
is
the table.
To keep these things fueled and cooled, they have to have milkshakes. It's the quickest way to get the maximum amount of calories, and these horses need a lot because they're carrying around. Yeah. It's almost a ton the way this machine weighs.
They're digesting all of the sugar calories, but all the cream gets turned into cheese.
Now
it's starting to fucking really come
into
focus.
Yep, it really all makes sense. But it's very lucrative. There's multiple tiers of companies here.
Where can we invest?
Well, we need $38 million for the round for the first round.
Okay, we can handle that. That'll be easy.
That's mostly going into the train track and the water that we need that's required for this.
Well, I'm going to be paying you in ranch dressing.
Okay.
So because
we are going to pass a bill for that as well.
Yeah, okay.
That is a legal tender.
That's just what I happen to have.
That's great.
I don't want to do any conversions.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And then forgive me for asking this. I hate to bother you, and I'm sorry if this seems like a dumb question. Is there an IT guy that rides on the horse in case something goes wrong with the internet?
No, it's cabled. It's cabled.
Oh, you're tethered.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the horse is tethered.
Only one. The others have cableless sync.
Well, I have a question.
Wireless.
Do the service engineers also have to be veterinarians?
No. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, that's probably why we're only getting 2 to 3 hours out of each horse.
Yeah. Yeah, not really too worried about the horses.
Well, look, sometimes you got to break some eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you want Wi-Fi, you got to kill a couple thousand horses.
Yeah. Several thousand.
Yeah.
Sure do. You know who said that? Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. He said it.
But the thing is, it's in the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, I saw it.
Part of this whole thing, too, is like the first port is the horse breeding grounds. Like, so we're making them faster than we're getting through them.
Yeah.
So for every horse that explodes, we've made 8.
Oh, so you've got 7 on reserve, and so Wi-Fi goes down.
Yep. No, Wi-Fi never goes down. We've got a single.
It's always there.
Service.
Okay, so somebody, another horse comes in, rides in, and kind of saves the day there.
Yeah. How are you making the horses fuck more to produce more children?
Is it a sleeve?
Are you guys
hand jack?
No, it's a byproduct of the milkshake.
Yeah, it's Viagra.
It's Viagra in the milkshake. We didn't know it, but McDonald's. Usually has Viagra, you know, supposedly. Mm. They usually have Viagra in their milkshake.
That's what happened with the Grimace milkshake.
Yeah, that's why the machines are always down.
Yeah, because everyone's too horny.
Yeah.
They can't make more milkshakes.
They're trying to fuck the hole that the McFlurry comes out.
Yeah, it's sold out always. Yeah.
That's a two-way, that McFlurry hole, that's a two-way hole.
Yeah.
Sure is.
A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah. They don't.
They do now.
They've never. You know.
We should get some stickers made. This is a two-way hole.
Yeah. They've never had a close enough friend.
Yeah.
Like that's how you know that you've found lifelong friends.
Somebody that'll watch out for you while you fuck the McFlurry machine.
No. Somebody that will fuck it with you.
You can go in the
front, and somebody can go in the back, and you got a McFlurry.
You ever put your dick in a McFlurry machine?
I'm pretty sure I did it in a hotel room with you.
Oh, well.
You remember when I was filming your balls in slow-mo?
That's a true story, by the way.
Yeah.
You know how close you are as friends in this life when you ask one of your best friends to film.
Wait, was that in response to that dude that sent you the video of him stirring coffee with his dick?
There was a war going on for a while to the video
that'll never be seen. Yeah,
okay. There's one video that can never ever be seen in the history of this show, and that was the one video.
Wow.
Even to this day.
Yeah.
It would shock people's minds.
I know. They would not know how hard.
That video was in response to. So Jared filmed my ball sack
while
in slow motion.
It was while Paula Abdul her music video with the cat.
Yeah.
Remember? So you're just swinging your nuts.
Cat Calloway.
Cat Calloway. Paula Abdul's fucking playing in the background. God, we were laughing like. We were laughing like idiots.
Was it just balls?
Just balls. So I had to hold the shaft,
and
I swung it like that.
I was filming in slow-mo.
That's the only way I could get my balls to go in a circle like that.
Okay.
And we filmed in slow-mo, and then we sent the video off. We didn't hear anything for hours. So we thought, all right, maybe this person is grossed out by it.
We lost.
We
won.
We
thought we won.
We did not. Boom. And he sent back a video hours later, and... It's so shocking that
we had to watch it like 5 times.
We sure did.
Wait,
to try to figure out.
Hang on, what the?
Oh my god! Yeah, it was illegal.
So he sent the first video.
It was illegal.
Was him stirring with his dick?
Correct.
And then you responded with the balls.
Yep.
And then he said something awful.
That was illegal.
Okay.
And somebody was paid. Somebody was paid to be there and. How they found that person or how much they paid them is still unclear.
You had to go to some really shiesty locations to find the things that were found to make that video.
Legal is such a fucking gray.
Yeah, it is.
Legal where?
Was he in California?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, does California even care anymore?
No, they're probably not, whatever.
You can do anything.
That's what I think. Does this person still have the video? Do you know that?
I don't.
But I don't either.
I think we can find out.
Yeah,
we
can find out. Hit him back up.
Message your dad and see if he still got that video.
Hey, Dad.
Remember that video we watched?
Oh, he's drinking the piss again.
Daddy's back in the piss.
Look,
back in the piss.
God damn it, dude. It's Wednesday.
Oh my God.
It's fucking
Wednesday. Let's start.
What the fuck did Lux say to you yesterday morning when you made her bacon?
Oh,
she's such a little manipulator, by the way.
She's such a dork. She calls me her little baby. And she just like
that.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's what
it's
I call
pretty
you.
Cute. But like she calls me her little baby all the time. And so I brought her that bacon. And she goes, "Oh, my little baby does care about me."
Oh, that's nice. How she's what, 9, 10 years old?
Seven.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Look at that. You are the little baby, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you have someone that's 40 pounds telling this, hey, little baby, especially in front of company,
yeah,
you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it's funny. It started because that's like always what I call her. Like anytime she's like saying, I'm like, oh, be quiet, little baby. And she's like, I'm not a little baby. You are. And it just became.
She's a little shit talker, that one.
Oh, it's funny. God, yeah, yeah.
That's why we call her Lux
Dutton. It's almost too much.
Is she back in school?
She's Beth Dutton.
Oh,
they don't. She's 100% Beth.
They don't go to school. They're not.
They don't go to school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
They couldn't fucking go to school.
Yeah. Who's teaching?
No, those kids are feral.
Katie does. Yeah.
Very feral.
Yeah. We should start a piss clothing brand.
Why not?
I'm in.
I think Hypercolor? I mean, like, do you want to see it change colors when you piss?
It's just called piss.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Normal designs, like, just like random shapes and shit.
Yeah.
But it's called, you look at the tag, it is just piss.
Yeah. And then it's like planet piss. And then it's like,
whoa.
But if you made it super classy, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know Mark Wahlberg is doing municipal right now.
Yeah. But what does that mean?
If we just did hard piss. Yeah. Like hard piss.
You know, sick piss.
Sick piss.
Sick piss.
Great.
Hell yeah.
Just treat the word piss the way Australians treat the word cunt, right?
Yeah.
That's all it really is.
Shit piss.
Shit piss, fuck piss, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you'd probably be all good on that.
Planet piss!
Yeah, and it could be like Balenciaga, basically.
Yeah, but without the pedophilia.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we're not gonna be fucking kids.
Yeah,
we're
pissing on
them. We have a strict marketing campaign that's the opposite of Subway.
If you have to say that out of the gate, like, hey, here's our new shirt line, just want to let you know we're not fucking kids
we do
over
not
here.
Kids. Yeah.
That raises some level of suspicion out of the gate. If you announce that,
not
that's
over here,
and your
not
first, over here. In your first press sure. release, we do not fuck kids.
Yeah. One thing that we don't do is fuck kids.
You could apply that to anything in this life. Like, oh, hey, what do you guys do? Oh, I got a loaf of bread company. Cool, what do you guys do? Well, we don't fuck kids.
I'll tell you what we don't do.
Yeah.
Fuck kids.
It's just bread.
I've got a pizza company, but hey.
You get mad. I don't fuck kids, okay?
We don't fuck fucking kids, bro.
Are you sure?
You sure?
What, I look like the Boy Scouts?
Now I'm a little nervous.
What are you going to call me, 82?
Yeah. 82,000. Tune into Fake News tomorrow where these two pieces of shit are also guests.
Yeah. That's a dark story. Christ.
There's a lot of people telling us, saying that we have to explain to you the spoop.
Okay.
You know, once again, we can't just talk about all our previous episodes on here.
I'm not going to. We will talk about it on Fake News, however.
Sure, yeah.
But I wanted to ask you about the Mark Wahlberg video that you shot with Marcus Luttrell.
Yeah.
Did he ever respond?
He did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg did.
I've talked to him. I have his number.
Shut the fuck up.
He said he's coming over.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
When did this all go down?
Like literally a week after we shot the video.
No shit.
Yeah, I just sent him a whole big package of coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was the transaction there? Because we shot the video, you and I in the gym, and then we put it up, and I think it was Bert Kreischer had reached out to him to try to promote.
Yeah, Bert never
special.
Responded to me. Bert's too cool.
Mark Wahlberg though.
Mark Wahlberg was badass.
That's dope. So how did this all come to fruition?
I mean,
you got Marcus Luttrell.
Yeah, Marcus just texted me and him, and he was like, "Hey, this is the guy. This is my buddy with the gym." I was like, "You ready to come to a real gym?"
What did he say?
Oh, he was like, "Oh, fuck yeah, there ain't no more motivating gym in the world."
I think when he schedules...
Like, he's cool, dude. And then I sent a picture of me and Dana White, and I said, I just met Tito Ortiz, and he was laughing his ass off.
That's fucking hilarious, dude.
Because I was out in Oklahoma,
and
I was sitting with Dana White, and that's when he was, like, texted me. And so, like, I took a picture with Dana. I was like, "Check it out, I just met Tito Ortiz."
Do you wanna
my God, you're a troll.
Do you want to do casting for a bunch of Mark Wahlberg impersonators and then hire a bunch of them to be there when he shows up at the gym? They've all got to be out of breath though.
Yeah,
that
like
would
they're
be so. Funny.
They're the staff that works there. Like, oh, this is just the guys. They run the place, but they're dressed like characters from movies he's been in and shit.
And they're all
and they're
out
talking
of
like him the whole time.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How long do you think it would take him to realize what was happening?
Probably
not long. He's a smart guy.
You know what's weird is we just talked about him a week ago on this show, and we were talking about how hip he is to social media. So he saw that video on social media and then just hit you guys up.
Yeah, he saw it and he commented. He commented on Marcus's, and then Marcus talks to him every day.
Yeah, they're friends.
Like, I mean, Marcus FaceTimed him while we were in the gym, and he was showing him and everything, and he's laughing about it.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah, then he group texted.
Holy shit, dude! I can't believe that went down.
This is really cool. Yeah.
That's great. By the way, for the audio listeners, Marcus Luttrell, his movie Lone Survivor, Mark Wahlberg played him, hence the relationship. So. In case you didn't know. It was a small movie.
I guess I didn't know.
Yeah. It only made $300-400 million in the box. That was a small movie. Like
a lot more than, you know, others have made.
Yeah. Just a couple here and there.
We should make a super woke war movie.
Oh my god.
Oh, that would
Can
be
we pull
so
that off?
Funny.
With trans and everybody from San Francisco.
Everything. It's just like every way that you can fucking
woke-ify
something.
But it's like they're stopping like it's us versus China, but they're stopping in the middle of it because everybody's got to charge their vehicles.
Time out.
Hey, times, we got to charge. It's charging time.
8-hour charge. 8-hour charge, guys.
8-hour charge.
How do you
say
time out in Cantonese?
Ong ta dam ba dai.
That's
pretty exact.
It's pretty
close.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
We're going to check
Study
our,
for years.
We're going to check with some experts on that one.
I'm
I think
sure somebody at home probably speaks Cantonese. But anyway,
I think it's time for another movie. You talked to Nick for a while the other day.
I did. I talked to Nick Palmisano for a while.
Because I talked to him, and then I called you immediately after I talked to him, but you were already on the phone with him.
Oddly enough, and we were talking about a TV show that those guys are making, and I said, hey, we're down. And at the end of the convo, I go, hey, just out of curiosity, why not make Rescue 16? I don't really understand.
Did he tell you what I said?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, because I said that. I said, I think it could be time.
That's what I said, too. And so he goes, you know, I'm not sure if everybody would come back and do it. And I was like, well, fuck.
Well, we have all the equipment to do it ourselves now, right?
Well,
he's got a full studio or a studio camera set.
What I told him was that I think now the time like at that time we were all freaking in 70 different ways trying to figure out what the fuck we were gonna do. Like Range 15 was a success, but it's not a life changing success. You know,
right?
Was a success, but
nobody
we
got
didn't make,
super rich off of it. Yeah,
nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think all in all, maybe. I made a total of like maybe 60 or 70 grand. Like,
well,
it wasn't crazy.
And I'll share this with the audience here. The reason why is what everybody agreed on behind the scenes.
It was expensive.
Well, and that everybody shared the profits of it.
Yeah.
So, and there was like, I think.
There's 10 of us or 13 of us splitting this thing.
16
yeah.
people were on an LLC.
Yeah.
So everybody had a share of it. And
everybody was equal too, by the way.
Yes. And Nick wrote checks, you know, all the time and everything else. And it was great, and everybody got paid, but that's not typical on a film.
No.
And
we were all very fair.
It was
a
blast.
Like, my point is, though, is now, years later, we're all set in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is fun. It's not, oh, we have to do this. This is, we have to stop everything else we're doing. Now we could literally do this in 2 weeks.
Right. And it was never about the money to begin with anyways, because we didn't think we'd make any money.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, shit, now, if we were to do it, it would actually blow out of the water because Hollywood ain't making shit.
No, they're not making anything. And there's no comedies.
Yeah. Nobody makes anything funny or edgy.
Have you talked to Evan and Matt about it?
Yeah. I mean, we've kicked it around.
Okay.
I mean, I think if we were serious about doing it, I think we come back together with core people. We look at the script and we get it exactly where everybody, you know, the masses wants it. And then we go, okay, we're going to set a date. Whoever wants to be there, you're there. Whoever doesn't want to be there, all right, we'll recast you.
I think everybody would be there.
Yeah, I think so too.
For real.
Yeah.
The script is done, so to go back and rewrite it would be super easy.
Yeah.
That process is easy.
Format.
Almost all of us live in Texas at this point.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would be a fun 3 days. Like, imagine the first time we did the first rewrite of Zone 15.
Yeah, exactly.
That was fun. We were at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was 2 bottles of Sky deep. No. You remember that?
No, dude.
Like a fucking, I was walking around with the bottles on my head.
Nothing's
like
changed. Nothing has changed.
That was 2014.
Yeah. Well, I'm down. So just know that. And you know, a fundraiser for it would be pretty easy.
Yes.
Yeah. And we could get.
We just do a telethon
together.
On yeah, podcasts. Hey, we're making
right
a movie
here, live on YouTube. Yeah. And then we could run the telethon in the background and do it. We were also talking about doing that with skateboards, too. Some Drinking Bros skateboards.
We've got Drinking Bros skateboards 100, coming. 100 of them.
Just 100.
There's only 100.
That's it. And then we'll do a live telethon.
It's a very, very edgy graphic. Yeah, it is. It is pushing some limits.
Oh. Big fan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like 150,000 people that died.
150? I think it's more like 500.
Was it really?
No, total for the weekend, like it was 400.
Yeah, see, it was close to.
But that's total. That's not. We're only riding one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Technically. Okay. So, you know, whatever.
Bob, how many people did that nuke kill over there?
In Hiroshima?
Nukes. Yeah.
I think only like 20,000.
Okay, what about the second one?
A bit more, like 30,000.
Yeah, nowhere near Tokyo firebombing.
Okay, well, what was that one? Jesus Christ.
Much bigger.
Ballpark a number for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hiroshima was 60,000 to 80,000, and then total was 146,000.
Wow.
Ah, shit.
Okay, as much. That was like one quarter of what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Man, I give Paul Tibbet too much credit.
That's still a lot of people.
They were two kiloton nukes, right?
Yeah, they were small. They weren't big.
Like the standard nuke these days is about 10 times that size.
10 megatons.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How many would that nuke?
Ooh.
I think it would leave a crater this about a half a mile, I think, would be the crater. Empire okay. crater, I think.
If you had to drop one, and I'm not saying you want to.
No, yeah.
Again, not saying you want to. You got to pick one country.
Dude,
which one do you do?
But here's the thing. Here's what I've been saying. I'm saying, like, why don't we pay-per-view this and just drop it on the desert? Like, everybody would fucking... We've never filmed this in, like, 12K
right.
cameras.
Oh, yeah,
with
dude.
High speed, with better lenses. We have... You know, the last time we did nuclear testing was 1953. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the last time... Legally.
U.S. history, motherfucker.
He's saying legally. Yeah. Are you saying it happened somewhere else?
No, like other countries have done.
Like, check it out. Last United States nuclear test. Let's see.
The last U.S. nuclear test was in 1992.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
Wow.
Codename Divider.
Yep.
At an underground facility.
Underground, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Dividing people from their skin.
That doesn't count.
Yeesh. Well, that's a great name.
Melts them.
Yeah.
But anyway, again, like I said, we have so much better cameras. Like,
we do.
It would be the most bought thing on pay-per-view ever. Worldwide. Hey, we're gonna.
I would want to.
America's like.
I'd want to.
Dana White's like. We're dropping a nuke.
But
in
I think
Vegas.
You got. I hate to say, it, but I think you got to do it in a country, man. Like you. Want
oh yeah,
to see
Saudi
people.
Arabia for sure. And
okay,
then
there you go.
Do you Thank sell? You. Do you sell like tickets to go there in person? VIP, right?
Like to
oh, when you're
it
all
like
shielded
die.
Up?
No shields. Fuck okay. that.
Yeah. Like you go to die.
If people paid fucking $250,000 to get into a metal box and float to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
You tell me you can't get some people to give us money to get blown up by a nuke?
Well, in Oppenheimer, they get all lotioned up and then they wear these huge goggles.
They lotioned up? I haven't seen the movie.
To block radiation, probably?
Or was it
just sunscreen?
I think it was sunscreen. Yeah. They were worried about getting burned, I guess. Yeah.
To block radiation, then, like I said?
Nah, no. They were worried about tanning.
But it's kind of like a death clock concert. You know, you have...
You sign a pain waiver.
You sign the pain waiver. If you go across this line, we cannot guarantee your safety. You can go anywhere you want, but we're not guaranteeing shit.
Yeah. And don't touch the bomb, either. I feel like we don't need to say that, but I'm going to say it. Don't touch the fucking bomb.
Don't touch the
don't
bomb.
Don't fuck the bomb.
Yeah.
There would be somebody, though, getting a selfie next to
And it. Also, we do not fuck kids.
You know? But that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be
never
cool.
Have, never will.
If we did put, like, say we do that, and we do put... Just like, you know, maybe 20 or 30 pocket pussies on each side so that you can
fuck
the bomb.
Yeah.
Before it does it.
Oh, but that's a bonus. You got to pay more for that.
How are like you getting off site before it detonates?
With your fucking legs, bro.
You got to run.
Better that's run the, your ass off.
Well, it's a half a mile, right?
It's kind of like a rodeo. Like we mark off like, okay, the bomb's going to go off in 30 seconds. You start running, see if you can outrun the blast.
Yeah, but that's not the only part of it. Like, who comes prepared? It's like Survivor, right?
Yeah.
Who comes prepared? Who knows which way the fucking wind's blowing and runs in the opposite direction?
Oh,
so
I like
you don't
that.
Get caught by the fallout.
It's like Naked and Afraid.
Well.
No, it's like that. There's a new show on Netflix where they're allowed to, they're allowed to like fuck with each other's camps and shit while they're surviving. I forgot what it's called.
That
it's
sounds
like
fun.
I don't remember.
There's also a Down syndrome love show that's going on right now.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Down for love.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that really what it's like called?
I think so.
It's yeah.
Bob, look it up.
And there's one called On the Spectrum or Spectrum of Love. Something that might like be that. It. That
might be I've it. Seen. There was somebody tagged me in something the other day, and it was a hot bodied. Down syndrome girl that was a cheerleader, and they're doing a TikTok dance, and the comment section is the best shit I've ever seen in my life.
What were they saying?
I sent it to you, Bob. Can you pull that up just so we can run through that right quick?
I think my friend sent me that video a couple days ago.
Did you guys not see that one video circulating around that was like, guess which one's the D1 cheerleader and which one?
Oh, yeah.
I put that on my story, too. Yeah.
Flipping around, and then the other dude's just like, yeah.
In the wheelchair. Man, yeah. Bob, can you pull up that video? What was the name of that Netflix show? Did you find it?
Somebody said Down for Love.
Yeah, it's Down for Love.
Oh, it is Down for Love.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, man.
Garth Brooks wrote the theme song to it.
Yeah. I get down for love.
Oh, no, it was just
that
song.
Oh, yeah.
Standing outside the fire. Yeah, here it is. Put this up and play this. And then we'll read the comment section.
Holy fucking shit, bro. Okay.
Oh, we're going to get dinged for that. Yeah, turn the volume down.
So they're dancing to Taylor Swift. Holy fucking.
And you see the comment section loading.
No way.
Damn syndrome.
Oh, damn syndrome. Okay.
She'll satisfy my special needs.
Holy
syndrome down, caked up.
Oh,
and then somebody says, man. Wait, what was the other one? Cake is cake no matter what.
The source. Cake no matter the baker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
And then there's the comments just on the Instagram post. Cover the face, attack the base.
Oh, no.
That's one
no,
that I
no, no.
Damn.
Yeah.
God, we're all going to hell at
there's
this.
No
does
such
it matter?
Thing
I'll do the nuke game now. I'll run against the nuke now. We're
right
all going
now,
to hell.
Right now,
it'll be fun.
I'm going to quote Marcus Luttrell on that one. He goes, sure. If you're in hell with your friends, is it really hell?
That's
it's true. Holy shit.
That's a great line.
Dude, he said it on our show. And yeah. We were just dying laughing.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's fair.
Yeah. Holy God! by the way, my country is Somalia. I want to nuke Somalia.
Fair enough, yeah. But do you stop at Somalia, or do you get Eritrea and Ethiopia as well?
No.
Or do you know
thing.
What any of those
yeah.
words mean?
What, yeah, yeah, yeah. What country has like the slimmest building standards? Therefore, you're getting a little bit more bang for your buck. Like,
well, they don't have a government.
Oh,
so
yeah. No. But I'm talking about like what country uses like really shitty building materials?
India,
Turkey.
You're going to nuke the Ark of the Covenant in Ethiopia?
I don't give a fuck about
does
the
it
Ark
exist?
Of the Covenant.
Is it exist or is that like a rumor?
If it's real, then it's not going to get taken out by a nuke anyways.
Yeah.
It'll just be the one thing remaining, so it'll be easier to find. So, yeah,
yeah.
100%.
And
that's
you,
a good idea, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Do you have confirmation that it's actually there?
Yeah, it's obviously in a shack in Ethiopia, but there's like two prison guards that guarded it all
I've
times.
Heard you talk about that, but like, what's
Ark
stopping
the
people from taking what them over?
Indiana Jones,
in
bitch.
We need to straight up send Navy SEALs in to get this fucking thing out of there.
How big is it?
What does it do?
How big is it?
It's like it's a chest, right?
It's supposedly, isn't it, the spear?
It's the Holy Spirit. Right.
Well,
but I think it's supposed to be the spear that was used to
the spear
to finish,
of destiny.
Yeah, to finish Jesus off.
I don't know if it's in there or not.
Yeah, I thought that's what was supposed to be.
So who's guarding it?
You'll never lose a war if you have it.
Yeah, that's supposedly the thought is whatever country has it is in total control.
I like somebody said Newport News, Virginia, where they should nuke.
San Francisco would be fine. You can have that. If we're going to America.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to nuke a place that's already nuked itself.
That's true.
It seems like.
Yeah.
So that place is guarded and they don't let anybody in there.
And what's the spear look like? Is there a photo of it?
It's just a Roman spear from the first century.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a spear.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the Ten Commandments.
They were in there, but they were fucking broken, right?
Yeah.
Or stolen or lost or some shit?
Yeah.
Was it on a tablet?
This is two totally different things.
Yeah.
So he put in, they put the shit in the Ark of the Covenant, the commandments, and then they walked around with it.
Okay.
But if you touch the Ark with, like, there's wooden poles that go through this thing, but if you touch the actual Ark of the Covenant, you just die immediately.
Is that true?
That's no. It's this is all retarded.
This
bullshit,
is all, no.
Dude.
I believe
you
it.
Don't think
I
that's true? True.
I don't think anything is true. I don't think you're real.
Oh. Me neither.
That
you're
motherfucker.
Like that lady on the plane, dude. That crazy lady on the plane. Who's
she
hot
ain't
as
crazy.
Fuck.
She's hot.
She's hot, though.
Yeah. Dude, she was a babe. Those leggings she was wearing the day that they found her.
Like, I said the other day, dude, she was gonna do an OnlyFans and make $1 million.
She can slash my tires. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
she lives in a super expensive house.
I know. She's got a great job.
She owns her own company.
Let's go rob her. Let's go rob her, dude.
But at the end of her post, by the way, because we didn't talk about this the other day, it said stay tuned. So it means she's doing something.
Feet
what
picks.
Is that something? Yeah. Or OnlyFans.
It's feet. I hope.
What's the weirdest request you got? Anybody ask you to take feet pics?
Well, you've got a bunch of.
You've got a million.
A lot of gay dudes like
that. Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. On it's not been like nearly as bad later. Maybe it's because I've like called them out like multiple times. Mm.
Is it the voice?
No, it's just being a big dude with a beard.
Okay,
that's just
like a bear. It's a bear.
Yeah. But I mean, I've had plenty of people that were like, "Let me buy your groceries for the week. Please, please, let me be your cash pig." and that's what they that's what they refer to themselves as cash pigs.
Why?
But, yeah, dude,
why?
Like, I mean, the obvious stuff, like, oh, they wanted, like, old underwear, like, or, like, I've had the feet pictures
cash
before.
Cash pig.
But, yeah, it's always the...
That's like, another t-shirt line.
Cash pig.
Yeah. Daddy's little cash pig.
always cracks me up.
But groceries are expensive. I would
do
that.
Yeah,
what
like,
are they asking for in return?
Nothing.
Let's go.
They like that. They like that you allow them to give you their money.
Can we go to...
What the fuck?
Right?
Take advantage of it.
Right?
Yeah, you should get those groceries.
Do you have an Amazon wish list?
Yeah, I mean, I should. Now I should. And be like, here's my Amazon wish list.
Here's what I need.
Yeah. Can we go to Build-A-Bear and make a cash pig?
Probably.
I think we should
That'd
do that.
That'd be fun. It's just like a fluffy little pig, and it's got like a hole to jam your like cash in.
Yeah,
money.
But it's kind of like a bridal shower or baby shower where... Your daddy's little cash pig, and then you've got your wish list of what you want to feel comfortable about.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we make this list and then see, we'll go cheapest to like most expensive, and then find out who the real cash pig is.
Yeah, see who my real cash pig is.
So, what would be your top item then? If you're gonna go to Amazon, what would be the number one thing? I can think of the lowest thing that I need right now. I need a dongle for this goddamn iPhone that I hate.
Okay.
All I need. That's cheap, but what's something expensive?
Yeah, a thing that I have like in my, save for later right now. It's like $1,000 TV that's on a stand. It's like touch screen. It like flips and you can like roll it around and it like charges. But it's like a 27-inch TV that like people are bringing into their kitchen, like using it for like recipes and shit, or like putting it on their porch and like watching movies. So I was like, that.
Yeah, because that's what you need, more TV.
Yeah, I was like, looks useful.
Bob, pull that up on Amazon right now and then we'll see how much this thing costs.
Yeah, it's like a little over $900.
Touch screen.
Yeah, I can probably pull it up real quick. Yeah, it's like a touch screen TV on stand. Is what I always typed into.
We probably.
So do you think any of your cash pigs are watching right now?
Probably not. But
the proper term is pay pig.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay pig.
Okay.
I like pay pig.
Yeah.
You have one? You sound like you have one. Okay. Because it was real close. There.
Yeah.
It was real close. And here's why I'm asking. Because if any of his little pay pigs are watching,
Somebody said easy money. I got you, Caleb. They're watching.
Yeah, we'll it's $896. It's called LG 27-inch stand by me.
Now, there's some implication to this pay pick word. Here's the gay definition.
Okay.
The submissive participant in financial domination who provides another person with money. So you're the dom.
Yeah.
And they're submitting to you by giving you money.
Giving their money.
Sugar pay pig.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll be Caleb's pay pig. Who's going to be Danthony's pay pig?
Pull that up, Bob. So pull this up on the internet and then we'll ask. We'll ask the question.
Now,
are
pay pigs also pig bottoms?
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're a sub, so.
Yeah, they would have to be.
Probably a bottom, I would think.
They would have to be. That's the only thing that makes sense.
It would get confusing otherwise. Bob, are you just looking for gay porn
you're
now?
You're still on Pornhub.
I'm looking at pig bottoms.
I want to put this Amazon thing on screen here and then see if somebody, of his little pay pigs actually does it.
The LG Stand By Me is what it's called.
LG Stand By Me, the movie?
Yeah, I guess so. Hopefully
that's
a reference.
Stand By Me.
You guys want to see a dead body?
It's like $896, something like that.
Okay.
I think you passed it.
And that's your dream?
I mean, that's just a thing
a
that
dream.
I've got. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So pop that up, Bob. Is that the thing?
Got it.
God damn it. Just go to Amazon, bro.
I was on Amazon.
You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's the easiest site. He found it in like 10 seconds. All right, there you go. Pop this on one screen. Is. All right, so $8.99 Stand By Me rollable smart card X out of that.
Can you use that as a weapon, do you think?
Oh, yeah, you could beat somebody with
27 inches is not that
big. It says it's with a battery. Yeah. What's the battery for?
Yeah, it just charges. It's like an iPad, basically.
Oh, it's wireless?
Yeah, it's wireless, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
So should we give out the address and see if one of your pay pigs actually sends it in here? Let's do it.
Let's do it, yeah.
All right, so if Caleb has a pay pig out there that wants to buy him his dream gift of
this
a Stand By
dream
Me, pop this up on screen, Bob, one more time.
Caleb,
this is a Stand By Me rollable smart touch screen with a battery here.
This is his premium
inch.
Pie right here.
Yeah. Premium pie for Caleb and all his little pay pigs out there. Send it to 9221 Highway 290 West, Austin, Texas, 78736. And we'll see how many little pay pigs are out there that want to make this little
There's a hot chick named Allie Apple that said I would, but that's like $1 million in Canadian dollars.
Well, Canadian money's not even real anyways.
No, neither is the president. So.
Only good for cocaine.
It sure is.
Allie Apple.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's hot and from Canada.
Yeah. You can also she wants to be your pay pig.
Damn.
We should probably call her something nice.
Yeah, we
should
probably.
Your pay apple.
Yeah, yeah.
The pay apple.
I'll be the pig. She can be in my apple.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. You're going to munch her?
I don't know, maybe.
Or you could say she's the apple. She's the apple of your eye.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know. It's just like you look at apples and you're like, yummy.
So,
and by the way, wait, hang on. If there's any pay pigs out there that love Dan,
oh yeah, what do we got for Dan? Yeah.
Use that same address to send him cocaine, and that'll do just fine. Just send it.
That's
in
all Dan wants.
9221 Highway 290 West, Austin, Texas 78736.
I mean, I would prefer if you deliver the cocaine
pills,
in
whatever. Yeah, I obviously.
Agree. You come here and you pull that condom right out of you. And
and like they have to test it though. They got to do a little bit of it in front of you.
There's a fentanyl tester on Amazon.
Yeah.
And that's one of the lower price items.
That's the fentanyl tester was second on the list.
They're gonna nuke the feed. You cannot be soliciting.
We're not soliciting drugs. But if you're a pay pig out there,
come on. That's a job.
Sending gifts. Yes, dude. I mean,
it's fine.
If you're daddy's little pay pig, you're a pay pig.
Yeah, we're just trying to fucking make people happy.
That's all we're doing.
A little pee pig.
And by people, we mean the pay pigs and us.
And me on cocaine. Can I have some of that piss?
Yeah, sure can.
Yeah.
Hand him that jar. Pass the piss down.
Pass the piss, dude. Pass the piss.
I've got a last night.
Pass the piss. Pass the piss. Pass the piss. Pass the piss. Pass the piss.
Ah, daddy's little stomach slapper.
Look at that.
Damn.
Look at that.
I'm going to wait until I get to your house. I can't get rooted up right now.
What about feet? Anybody ever ask you to take feet pics? They do for
Delco. I think they've asked for socks, but I don't think I can recall them like asking for pictures of feet.
Put your little stomper up there on the desk. Let's see it. Let's see that little stomper. Put it up on the desk. And let's see if some of these little pay pigs want to see it without a shoe on.
This is brought to you by
It's not as big as you think.
This is brought to you by these feet are brought to you by Horse Meat Brand Cheese Company.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Horse Meat Brand Cheese.
Yeah, look at that little stomper, dude.
That's a little mitten.
That's not as big as you thought for a guy of his size, dude. That's a nice that's a nice little stomper.
Your foot
there.
Wants to eat some apples.
Yeah.
Do you have webbed toes at all?
Actually, yes.
Do you really?
So you can swim really well.
Or you could stomp on apples because that's a fetish too.
Yeah,
I think that would be that'd be good for making wine.
It'd be good for making wine or pie.
Oh yeah.
So if you guys are making just apple pie and it kind of smashed them out through bare feet,
hell yeah,
people would pay top dollar for that.
I went to high school with a girl that had web feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she swim good?
I don't know. No, she drowned actually.
What do they call her? Do they have a nickname for her?
No.
Or anything? Really?
No. But her full name, I have no idea. I don't remember what her name was. Jessica or Jennifer or some shit? I don't remember.
2 weeks from now.
What's coming in 2 weeks?
2 weeks from now, Caleb and I go coat hunting.
Well, what are you guys getting?
Coat?
Coat materials.
Oh, you're going to make your own?
Yeah.
For the winter?
We're going to have matching jackets.
And this is actually literally one of my, like, dream things.
Why don't we just slaughter one of those horses?
We could. Or we just wait until
Katie would be pissed with
some horse skin.
Katie would be super mad. But
yeah, yeah, it's like, we probably don't want to do that.
We probably don't want to do that.
Especially because she's paying for the hunt. So,
yeah. We're going horse hunting, boys.
But this all led to like the living room being, she got some pictures put up in the living room that looks really
awesome.
I saw those,
yeah.
And she's like, man, she's like, this place looks great. Like, I wish it had more of a cabin-y vibe. And we're going to do some more wood. And she got this new couch and the rugs. It looks awesome. She's like, oh, I just wish that TV over the fireplace was gone. And it was just a big bison head. I was like, yeah. I was like, that'd be awesome. She's like, well, what if I pay for you guys to go on a hunt? And then that way we get like a shitload of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get a bison. And then you can make that coat like you were talking about. I was like, that sounds fucking awesome.
It would be dope to have like a Viking coat.
So we have
I'm going to make a duster out of the bison. Yeah. And
do you know how to do that in real life?
No, we're going to have it made.
Yeah, like gotcha, you just get the hide and you bring
it
to somebody who does it.
We're not out in the yard. Like,
I didn't know how far you were willing to take this.
Yeah.
I'm tanned in leather out here, boy.
I have done that before. I've done a couple of coyotes before and tanned them and hung them up. Mm-hmm. And I had them in my room at the house. But I don't think Jared has decided on what he wants to get yet.
Oh, coat wise?
Oh, what animal?
Well, animal wise. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not yet.
Still,
Pomeranians, but it takes too many of them.
Catalog.
Yeah, they're gonna take us around when we get up there the first day. We're gonna scope out what we want to hunt, like pick out a bison I want to get, and then, you know, yada yada. I get it. It's like, you know, it's not. I would never call myself a hunter doing this. Like, obviously, I've hunted growing up, but this isn't like hunting. This is like, oh, this is cool. This is a trophy thing, and then you get a fuckload of meat.
Yeah,
right. Awesome. A badass head.
You just walk up to it and shoot it.
That's
fucking
basically
head.
Like from
like a crocodile.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah, you're like 50 yards from it most of the time, if that. But it'll be fucking awesome. It'll be some cool content, and I'm sure we'll have a fucking blast. Yeah.
Do you know what other animals are options up there?
There's 10 everything. Pages of them. They
have like
so
a giraffe.
Much shit.
Come on,
you can't do the giraffe. They have a fuckload of giraffes.
Are you going to Ox Ranch?
Go if you want.
Okay,
Ranch,
yeah.
Because where are you guys going to kill this bison?
It's Ox Ranch.
Ox Ranch. Yeah.
Where is that? Here.
It's pretty local.
Yeah,
it's not
too far.
It's near.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're a part of Drive Tanks as well. It's like from the house. I know it's like 3 hours away.
Like we have the facility that time, so adding guests that aren't hunting is only like $200.
Yeah, so they're gonna like come.
When
and,
is
like,
this?
Film for us at the end of the month. It's like the 28th through 30th.
Yeah,
like
we'll
that.
Be gone.
No, yeah, we'll be gone. That, but that sounds awesome. So, do you have to pay to get in, and then do they send you the meat?
Yeah, you pay like an initial fee to book it and everything, and then and this is where they get you. They offer so many things you can do while you're there. Like you can go fish, you can go shoot some ducks, you can go quail hunting, you can go kill this and that and this and that. There's all these different diners. There's some stuff like the food.
It's like being on a fucking cruise.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The food and like alcohol is like a part of the package to begin with. But there's like all these different things you can do. Like you can go shoot tanks, you can shoot a rocket launcher, like all this like crazy shit. And they
fuck
just like
yeah.
And they just like tack it on at the end. And
they have a saying there too. It's you can't hunt everything, but everything has a price tag.
Oh wow,
really
say that? Wow, that's
how I found out that a giraffe costs $85,000.
Okay.
Oh, so you can kill a fucking giraffe out there?
No,
allegedly.
No.
But if you do, then it's $85,000.
Okay. Oh, if you accidentally happen to miss. Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I think it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah, bison. We're gonna have two coats hanging right. Really, so the head's gonna be on right center of the fireplace, and then our coat hooks are gonna be on either side.
Yeah. So have you contacted a company to make the coats then?
Not yet.
Not yet. But there's I've looked in this so many times before. There's like all these. There's like places in fucking Colorado. Like there's probably local places, but there's dudes that are still like mountain men in fucking like Montana and Colorado. And they own these like leather trading companies, and that's what they fucking do. They like kill shit and they make rugs and coats and shit out of them. So you mail them the hide once it's like, you know, taken care of, and then they fucking get to work.
God damn, dude.
It's just like a seamstress or you know, whatever. You'd give them your measurements.
A haberdasher.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A haberdasher. Do they measure your hog at all?
Yeah, yeah. They got it. You have to send them a picture with the, you know, the seamstress tape. Wrapped around
cloth
it,
tape,
soft, hard, and from every angle.
Well,
I don't know why they asked for that, but like you had to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
pediatricians ask for that too.
Due diligence. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that an idea?
If your pediatrician asks for that, then you may want to find a new pediatrician.
Yeah. My pediatrician that I go to.
Yeah.
He always asks.
You're a grown man, so you shouldn't be going to one in the first place.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Caleb only still goes to pediatricians.
I still got my baby teeth.
Yeah. I'm still missing a few babies.
The little baby's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got rectal thermometers.
Yeah,
you're still doing
it,
the whole thing. Dude.
You can pull that.
You're like, hey, I got it started for you.
You could. You could pull that off. There's that fetish where people dress like babies.
Oh, yeah. God. It's so gross, dude. Oh, man. It's so gross.
Bob, can you pull up a picture of a grown man in a baby outfit?
I saw that. There was a Twitch. I, like, went down the deepest, darkest rabbit holes of Twitch, like, one day. And, yeah, there was someone that was just dressed like a baby in a crib, wearing a diaper, sucking on a fucking pacifier. Grown person.
Dude, yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's a fetish.
I fucked up and made a video one time where I was talking about a dude, like, it just, you know, like, just a random goofy shit of a man, like, wearing a diaper. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's like, this is my favorite diaper brand. Can you change me? Like, he's like, I've shit. Can you change me? And, and I posted that on, like, everything. Mm. And I had so many diaper dudes on Twitter hitting me up.
Is it called Diaper Dudes?
And their whole their pages were just, like, them in different diapers shitting themselves and stuff. It was,
God,
I found a girl
look
like that.
And you look at that, and that's a custom-built changing table.
He built that.
Yeah. And he's got it stocked full of new diapers. Look at that. Like, he's got all the powders. He's like this is a, like, he spent time to have this disgusting, creepy fucking thing in his house.
Well, that's the only way he can get off, right?
Yeah, they're probably jerking off into their doo-doo field diaper.
But you could,
if you wanted to, you could go to Twitter and probably type in, like, diaper fetish or something.
So it's like the diapers were like the Gatsby's fucking dressing room where she's just throwing shirts around everywhere, but it's diapers. Diaper.
Yeah.
And they're just shitting in their fucking diapers.
Yeah, they're like posing, and they're like, there'll be like some like cock peeking out the side sometimes, and they're just like, their diapers are full of shit.
I didn't think, to be honest, I didn't think I was going to be able to get harder. No. But
yeah. Yeah, it's
mission accomplished.
Yeah. What's that, Bob? Jesus Christ. No. Put that up on screen.
Hold on. I mean, there's nothing yet.
That's a real baby, dude.
don't
put that on screen.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Diaper.
You want to powder up, obviously.
My blackmail spot. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, dude.
He was dirty.
Wait, there's a phone number on there.
Is he uncertain? Oh, Brigitte's.
Yeah.
It's Bridget. But
look at him holding his shirt.
I was giving the benefit of
that. He's got a hatch up,
too. That's a female changing him.
And he's also got some diaper rash.
Oh, yeah.
He's not doing a good job.
No,
there's
no
diaper.
God, this fucking, do not call Bridget if you need your fucking diaper change.
Yeah.
He's uncertain, too, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
Do you take it to that level, though, as a baby, where you're like, look
how he's holding
his
shirt.
The end of it is to circumcise the baby, and it's just...
By the end of the fetish, they're circumcised.
They're circumcised.
Each other. As an adult,
yeah.
I mean, that'd be hilarious.
And then you put it underneath a warm light, you know, because the baby's
And it's every cold. Day, it's like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Begging for the presents.
Yep.
I want to see the presents.
You got to go to, you have to go to sleep for Santa to come.
You sure do.
You better not shit in that diaper.
You better not shit in that diaper. If I have to come up there and change that diaper, you're not getting any more Christmas gifts. I'm going to tell Santa to turn that sleigh around, Johnny. Now let's circ that dick.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I want people to start telling us to stop making commercials for their businesses.
We've talked about this for years.
I know.
You and I have talked about this since, like, what, the fucking late 2000s.
Well, there would be a suit at some point, one would imagine.
They can't stop you from making fake commercials.
That's true.
They can't. What are they going to do?
That's true. I know. I mean,
they can send a CD.
What the fuck was that?
Look at that, dude.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Here's
no.
a diaper video. So is this Pornhub again?
Yeah. No, this is Christian Mingle, actually.
Not a sponsor, but it should be.
I don't want to see what he's about to do.
The title was Hot Boy Wets His Diaper.
Hot Boy Wets His Diaper.
Now, to be fair, Giorgio did put on a diaper and piss in it live on this show.
That's true. That is true.
That happened. And then I think he mailed the diaper to somebody.
What?
Look at this tease he's doing.
I don't like this.
He's pulling down his little jammy bottom.
How do you even get
those are pull-ups,
a diaper that big?
Yeah. Those are pull-ups.
He's a thin man.
You can order this shit.
This is for fat ass kids.
Adult pull-ups. Yeah,
but with children's figures on it.
It's for
fat
kids.
Custom made shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been pissing in that thing all day.
Don't worry, I got a diaper guy. He'll put anything on there.
It looks
heavy. Inflated.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Oh, he might have a Duke in there.
Oh, no. Is he dumped out in this thing?
He might be dumped out.
What's the reveal going to be? It looks brown back there.
Yeah, there's a lot of darkness
going on. It looks
wet.
Get the leg up. Oh, come on, damn it.
What's the reveal? What do you think? There's shit or piss in this thing.
Who directed this?
I mean, he's definitely been pissing in that thing.
It was Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, it looks heavy in there.
Yeah, it's man. Very... Oh, whoa! No.
He could just have a hog on him, dude.
It's just a whole curled up dog.
He doesn't have manscaped.
Oh, he had to adjust. He had to tuck because he's getting hard.
Holy shit. We get a ton of listeners in the studio too that are forced to watch this as well.
They knew.
That is a lot of piss. You can see the yellow coming through.
He's fully chubbed up.
Yeah, man. He's into it. He's loving this shit.
Hunter Biden, no yellow. Give me that brown, dude. I want to see it.
Why are we getting so close?
I want to see a clump dump.
I like the owl.
Do you imagine, like, this is the only video.
Oh, he's doing a white power hand sign.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. This is the only video that gets out to the extra fucking terrestrials.
The whole planet ends. One video exists.
That's
it.
Yeah. That's the only piece of media that survives.
I would love that.
All right, Bob, get to the fast forward to the end. I got to know the answer here. Is it piss or shit?
How long is he dancing around like this?
Okay.
Oh, wiener.
Whoa, that's 3D.
How do you get hard in a diaper like that? How do you get hard in a child's diaper?
Well, it's not a child's diaper, though. It's a man's diaper.
True. Come on, man.
Don't let the owl fool you.
Oh, no.
That's hit me.
Oh!
Well, there was no Duke in there.
Yeah, God. That's the hairiest asshole I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, he's got butterflies on now.
Oh, he's got a new diaper on.
Dude, all right. We're
he's
good.
Got a new diaper.
No, we're going to watch to the end, Jared.
There's got to be a big reveal at the end of this.
Yeah, there's got to be some shit.
Look, God. Now Bob's got the whole gay thing tripped. And every ad's gay.
That's just ads, bro. That's just ads.
Yeah.
Well, there was no.
Oh, God.
That was underwhelming. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I was literally expecting a grand reveal, like that he dumped out.
Like I said, if you were to look this shit up on Twitter and find these guys' pages, that's when you find the nasty shit.
Mm. Yeah, Dick Wendell's holiday diapers. Oh, look at that! Show that one, Bob. That's a good one.
I think piss can make diapers.
So this
right?
is we encouragement.
Yeah, we could make diapers.
Encouragement for an adult baby is what this is. Yeah, oh, he's got a Baba.
He's
too.
Got a
well, he's got a Winnie the Pooh
crib. And he sleeps with his legs open.
What the fuck is
Well, it's
wrong
good
with
for your hips.
At what point do you call it an adult-sized crib or just a prison?
Well,
I mean, these people aren't.
This is where Tory Lanez is at right now.
He's either trying to stretch his pelvic bowl or he's got hip dysplasia. I don't know which one it is.
Trying to just be comfy for when he shits.
Look at how short his legs are.
Does his face get all red like a toddler when he just drops a Duke in that fucking diaper?
I hope.
Me too. Shouldn't we be worried about the person that wants to come home and look at this?
Yeah, it's true because you never think of who's on the other side of this camera. You're right.
Yeah, what's worse than that? Is it a supportive partner
is who it is. No. Yeah. Someone who knows the vows of marriage and what death do us part really means.
No, that is disgusting. I think you've dabbled in this, Giorgio.
Man pooping into diaper is what Bob just searched on fucking Google.
Oh, that's right, dude. Pooping into diaper.
Yeah, we're getting our internet taken away.
You know, it's weird. There's a bunch of stock images on like Getty and shit. We've done the Getty game, I think, on this show, where you go to stock images and think of anything
just,
you can do.
Yeah, weird shit.
Yeah.
I think we should hold a day where we go out and shoot stock footage. Because, like, you have an old video me and Jack made that was Jared and Jack's deluxe stock footage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just really weird. It's like, man walks in on wife cheating. Man walks in on wife cheating with whole orgy.
Yep.
Like,
how do you get to, like, be a part of the stock image? Do you go to, like, submit it to them?
Yeah, we can just load them. Like, once we take...
They
got to,
like, approve it or something?
No. You load them, and then when someone searches, it's like... Man eating cheeseburger flipping off camera because he hates everyone in the world. It could just be Dan eating a cheeseburger.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And that's how I eat cheeseburgers, too. Yeah.
Now, this video is called Pooping in My Diaper in the Bathroom to Show My Potty Who Is Boss.
Oh,
so this is this guy's in a sub-dom relationship with his own turlet.
Why did he need that? You notice he's got his arm up. He's got his arm up on his pushing for leverage.
Look at the curled toes.
Son of a bitch.
He's really
Oh, God, he's fucking gripping his own hand.
He sure is, dude. This is getting out there.
Oh, he's shaking in it.
He's making more room. Cool. Oh, look,
oh,
at, yeah.
Look at the fingers. He's got the yeah. pointy fingers.
He's showing the toilet who's boss right now.
Yeah. Yep. He gave it the old Mick Jagger to the toilet, dude. Like that showing dude, pointy fingers.
That dude's a pro dipe.
He's diped up for life, dude. My God.
You know how, like, if you hear water running and you got to pee, it makes you got to pee more? Is this making anybody want to take a shit?
No.
Not yet.
No. You can't force that.
Yeah, me neither.
But to be fair, I didn't hear any of the shit.
Fair enough. Yeah. Can we play some shit noises?
Yeah, can we play the shit noises until we
just
shit?
That scene
is that
from
a
Dumb
fetish
and Dumber
where you're playing audio of just shit noises?
Yeah, but you fart onto a balloon.
Really?
Yeah, people like the sound.
Or the cake.
Or cake, yeah.
Cake. Cakefarts.com used to be a website.
It's still a website.
I don't think it is.
First time I saw that, man. Yeah.
I bought that URL as soon as it came up for sale.
Cakefarts.com.
Because I remember.
It used to be this chick that would have a giant pink cake on her.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one I
She'd
saw. Yeah.
Sit and just.
And then you'd watch her butthole open up and then cake would just blast out.
Yeah. How much would you have to be paid? To
There's a song named Cake Farts by a rapper named Young Sack.
I'm in.
I know you're in, Giorgio. I know you're in.
Actually, Bob, if you go to YouTube, there's a really good song. Just type in S-O-K and the shit happens when you party naked. What? Okay. You're going to love this.
How do you know that specific?
Just watch. It's right there. So you see it?
Okay.
No, the music video. You click the one on the music video is the second one down. There it is. And who's the artist, Bob?
Sock and the Fugos.
It's Splatterhouse Records is the name of the fucking media company. So that's not
Splatterhouse Records. I don't think we can play it, right?
Burglars. Why not?
The music. Will we get dinged?
I don't know if this is a song on any label. Hey, minimize it and show him the band title. Can you read that?
Shit happens when you party naked, sock in the Fagios. Holy fucking shit. Oh, God, dude. What? How did she even come across this in real life?
You know what? I don't know.
He knows the guy.
I just found it. You know, I find the end of the internet.
We're at it. This is it. This is the last stop. And then hell is after that. Yeah. So if you were tuning in to see how low we could actually go today, congratulations. You're in the fucking pits with us, friend. Holy shit,
wow.
Dude.
It almost feels like you worked out, doesn't it?
Man, this was a lot for me today. It was a lot for me today. We talked about nuking whole countries, people
on pay-per-view,
diaping up, circling people, shitting in diapers, killing giraffes for $85K.
Yep.
A lot went on today.
Well, there's inflation, boy. So it might be.
Oh, I don't like the way that diaper's
this
moving.
This guy's really unloading in the back.
He
ate a whole box of frozen El Monte burritos.
Yeah. That was a dump.
Del Monte. What it was
so
now, so for baby diapers, they're just based on size, right? But for adult diapers, is it like a tampon where it's based on flow?
Not sure how that works.
Is there like a meat eater?
Yeah, it's gonna be like diaper way tighter around your legs.
Yeah, full fiber.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't taken a solid shit in 30 years.
It's PSI. It's like this diaper's rated to 4,000 PSI.
Holy shit. So how do you guys sign off on Time for Pie? What's your sign-off?
You know, we always do it really because we always hurt ourselves like by laughing so hard. Like I pop a rib out and I hit my head or something like that. So we always kind of just are like, we're real tired.
We're done now.
Yeah. we gotta go.
I gotta go to sleep now.
Okay. So we'll do that. Yeah, we'll sign off on that today.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're real tired. We got to go now. We got to go now.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. 500 live viewers all having fun with us.
For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Taylor, Caleb Francis, I'm Ross Patterson. This was the Time for Pie crossover
show. You startled Caleb.
Yeah, no, that wasn't me. That was the dick on screen.
Phoneamommy.com.
Phoneamommy.com. Dude, we got to end this. There's people here. Yeah. We're all going to hell.
Is that a clit?
It's a ding dong. It's a real small ding dong.
Like it looks like somebody cut their thumb off and it fell in wet concrete.
Yeah. Oh. What's happening here?
Fuck. You're not going to be able to ride your bike over that. Oh.
No.
God damn it. Let's get out of here.
I want to draw my name in the powder.
We're getting out of here. Good night, everyone.
Dan was here. Good night.